Phoneboy Speaks, episode 796, The Obamacare Tax.
The Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, has been the law of the land here in the United States for a few years now. And one of the more controversial aspects of this law was a tax that got put onto citizens if you didn't have healthcare. And this even was controversial to the point that it actually went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court settled it and said, yep, it's constitutional. And, we can debate whether that should have been the right decision or not, or whether Obamacare should even exist or not, but it's the law of the land, so we've got to deal with it. And now, of course, this is the first year that this tax will actually start affecting people. And now Democrats in the Congress are looking at this and going, hey, wait a minute. Some of my constituents could not be under Obamacare, and they might get taxed this year. And so maybe we should, and by the way, the open enrollment period for Obamacare is over for this year. Open enrollment, yet another thing I don't understand about healthcare in the U.S. But anyway, so now it's too late. People are starting to do their taxes, and this may be the first time they've seen this, and they go, oh crap, I don't have healthcare, and so I'm going to have to pay this tax. Well, so some Democrats are trying to pass a law or amend Obamacare or whatever, and say, hey, look, maybe we should have a special open enrollment so people can get on board, maybe we should move the open enrollment period for Obamacare to coincide with the tax season. Hey, that would have been a nice concept. And if somebody had actually read the law before it got passed, somebody would have made this very common sense modification to it. We're not changing what the law does. We're just changing when open enrollment is, so that people are aware. When they're looking at their taxes, go, oh crap, I don't have healthcare. And this, of course, I don't know how you could. Avoid not knowing about this tax. I mean, it was all over the news for years and years and years, but people have short memories, I guess. But still, nobody read the law, and it seems like, because they're going back and going, oops, it's like, if you had thought about this when the law was being passed, maybe, just maybe, this wouldn't be an issue now. And I'm just appalled at the state of things. I mean, the Obamacare legislation is like 1,000 pages. I don't know I can't imagine anybody actually read it. And I've heard of laws getting passed that have even more pages than that. And personally, it's just appalling that nobody takes the time to read it. Nobody takes the time to put two and two together and go, hey, wait a minute, maybe that's not such a great thing. And again, I'm not trying to debate whether Obamacare should exist or not, but at least with whatever law you passed, Congress critters, at least read the damn thing and maybe think about what kind of impact it's going to have on your constituents. Although I realize that we're not the real constituents; it's the people that give you money, i.e. the big businesses and other special interests that actually fund your campaigns, not us people that actually vote for you. But still, you think that trying to go fix a law that's already been the law of the land now, and it seems like that this is one of those things that could have been easily prevented, and yet nobody bothered to do the basics. And I guess I shouldn't be shocked that this kind of thing is going on. There's gambling or something like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.